It is 5:49 in the morning. Why I have this electrical feeling in my face and my teeth and my jaw, it's not for your gutter rat trash from TDCJ or Bexar County to say, this is us doing this. They're liars for the state. They all get certain faces. These are petty trash gang members who think they're soldiers because they read army books. This is what the justice system tries to do. Because veterans that work there, you're better veterans, right? So you decide to go along with torture of a rape victim? By a rape victim doesn't mean I'm weak. There they go trying to make shrink my face. Computer image of Mr. Great. You want someone to shut up now? There they go. They try to mechanical jaw my mouth. They try to force my tongue to do certain things while I'm talking, while I'm driving, to mock me. Government facility trying to force human trafficking. I've seen the holograms on kids' faces. That's how you mark them to kidnap them? Because human trafficking's everywhere in Texas. Quit trying to show a hologram, government facility. It's never going to work. This is how they try to brainwash you. Nobody gives a fuck who lies for you. Same technology on cops. So you know a targeted individual is. You help try to make one. Now tell the whole world a targeted individual. You want to facilitate rape, murder, suicide. Mexican gang members, no, I would never fucking talk to them. So tell the world how trying to force a veteran woman to be brainwashed doesn't work. That there's not a story for you. There goes a computer image again. Your pathetic government facility is never going to get away with it. You want to know how it's a government? There's investigators that are pouring cocaine in their hand. Like real investigators. Like a white investigator. Men. One of my fellow security officers says, where's the drugs at? I said, by the bar. My other boss said, where's the baggies at? Why cops and investigators are in there with drugs, trying to entice to go do drugs to a rape victim? Like, go be a prostitute. They try to human traffic publicly. Just to let y'all know. Tell the truth, Bexar County now, Sheriff's Department. Showing a hologram doesn't help you. You can't brainwash me to a trash dump. You didn't get that, TDC? These people want to be proud and stand up for their officers and say, oh, it's us, not them. To sound like they're something. It's pathetic. Considering I used to work, you know, I was in the military. And Donald Trump, this wasn't going on in the military. Where's gang members all over the streets downtown San Antonio trying to ask soldiers, what'd you do in the military? What'd you go through? What happened? What? Who would do that to San Antonio? Mexican gang members aren't owed a fucking explanation. It's a government facility trying to set up a situation with the army. They're stealing dog tags, DD-214s. I already ran into several veterans. I ran into a black girl at the Salvation Army who said, yeah, I saw this guy asking this veteran, you know, what'd you do in the army? What happened to you? What do they use? What are they using? That's funny. And since do you hear that? It's a government facility. You can't brainwash me to anyone. You don't know that? Marlin Unit, you like to brainwash people to human trafficking. They did behavior modification on everybody. And there's no reputation for San Antonio. These people want to be famous. They get a little bit of Hollywood in prison. It's ridiculous to watch what they think makes them look famous. It's funny. They're pathetic. Because I am, you know, was going to be a deputy when I was 26. So I see everything different. You're not popular people, talented people. You're stupid people. And nobody's going to help you. They all look stupid. There's very few that deal with what's done differently. Then there's some girls, like a biracial girl, who looks scared out of her mind with her big black eye, dilated eyes that look like TV screens. What are you going to do, brainwash her to be a prostitute? Because correctional officers are saying all whores must die. Oh, these are the things that you don't know, parents of, you know, certain girls in TDCJ who may have gotten there innocently because their county, you know, is not very lenient, or they got set up, or they lack psychology, or ineffective counsel, or mental health. You know, they try to kill mental health patients. They turn the electricity on, and they give them water, and they say, here, drink this. And then they have them bouncing around like they're on cocaine off of drinking water. I'm not speaking for your trash from San Antonio. Holograms on your head trying to force behavior. Is this what you see, officers, and you never say anything? Targeted individual, you say, oh, you're paranoid schizophrenic. Oh, and the other one is a whore. The other one's this, the other one's that. Especially when it's your prostitutes, right? Government trafficking. Did you train them as kids when they're young? Test them, see which ones go along with it, which ones don't. And brainwash. And I'm not talking about for your San Antonio trash. I'm at a hospital working, and I see the hologram on kids' faces. Do you know how it feels to see that? When I'm the only one that contacted Elizabeth Smart. So you mark certain people to kidnap them? Human traffic kids all over Texas. And interesting, in TDCJ, a lot of people think they know how to manipulate this. They're fucking trash. They like to give kids drugs. They like to steal their benefits, their government benefits. They like to use their money. These are petty fucking trash people. They think they're strong and smart. You pimps and gangsters want to human traffic someone? These people are willing and ready, you know? They choose this. They're not brainwashed or victims. You know, these San Antonio girls. Why don't you just go ask them to work for you? The Mexican ones? They have these prostitute faces. Just leave kids alone. Because these girls have sex the whole time they're in prison. And when you don't have sex with them, they want to kill you, cut you. No, because it's better for you to go after these grown women. You don't have to human traffic them or kidnap them. Just go tell them, you'll help them make money. Leave kids alone. Let me let the world know. You like turning high electricity on while I'm at work at Bluebonnet Palace? And then you want to know who's human trafficking your kids, everyone? All I know is there was Mexican gang members trying to follow me around after a cop asked me if she could buy me a drink. Do you do this to kids too, cops? Do you? Mexican gamer, you want to know how your kids are being brainwashed, everybody? Maybe when they're human trafficked? From across the room, a disgusting Mexican gamer was trying to follow me. I'm a security officer around the bar, and you can smell his cologne, like computerized, from across the bar. I don't want it. If I wanted to smell you, you know I date black men, right? If I wanted to smell your loud cologne, I would, I would be nice or smile or something. No, don't want you. But since you wanted to point things out, you know, these kids being human trafficked, cops don't ever speak on what they see or what happens. Could you protect and serve? You won't know, but I heard it's high school down there, you know? I've run into enough cops, had enough conversation. That's high school? When you see kids hologram to be kidnapped? When you see girls, they're trying to force into prostitution? That's interesting. But yeah, Mexican gay members of the world, stay away from them. Don't trust them. Because they're the ones who had the audacity to even approach me or come near me or come show up. You don't know me. I didn't even tell people where I worked. And one night they made it a big show to turn the electricity all the way on. Technology. Strings taped to the front of the bar. You should have never tried to take advantage of me, government facility. Or try to think that someone could take the blame for you or make it seem like, oh, it's all about them. They want attention. Like they want to use your money. They want to eat food with your money. And these are bums from TDCJ who think they can just, oh, we'll have sex and I'll give you all my noodles. Like you think you're worth that? That's amazing. Because, you know, when I got money, I fed girls and, you know, I gave money to, or I gave food to, you know, black girls, white girls, because you don't wield food as a weapon. But when it comes to your trash Mexican girls who think they can offer sex for a noodle, bitch, go back to TDCJ. This ain't TDCJ in the world. Y'all look pathetic. Stay that way. You think you're deserving to be kept. They're stalking people on the internet. Seeing, oh, I always wanted that. I didn't. I could laugh. You're a laughing stock. I could show the relationship of somebody I used to know that's on Facebook. This person wishes she had. But I don't want you. Because I used to know this girl who has like a gay girlfriend who she takes care of. You want that? Go fucking stalk them. Because I don't want you. She doesn't build her up. There's no magical connection. It's natural for them. It's not natural for this trash from TDC. And when I turn her into Bear County, y'all like to have laughs, right? Now tell targeted individuals all over the world. Because while I'm in TDCJ, I stay calm and quiet. And I just watch. Because you've taken advantage of me in this jail before. Now I'm going to figure out how. You had big black dilated eyes. And then when I'm walking through, I see them observe something on my face. What's on my face? You thought it was funny, you frog-looking bitch. Isn't that right? The men see it, the officers see it, the women. Well, actually, I was in the jail with women. They didn't acknowledge anything. One wanted to lay on me because she was passing out, like passing out. I said, what are you taking? She said, gabapentin. I said, that's interesting. I'm taking gabapentin. Don't make me pass out. That's fucking gross trying to put a hologram. It don't work, TDC. Y'all's trash from TDCJ, letting the world know. They think they have plastic vaginas. That they can threaten to rape you. These are their so-called lesbians. I don't remember lesbians having to do that. The lesbians I've known are confident and move on. They don't threaten to rape someone. You're pretty pathetic from TDCJ. You're not special. Wasn't a special relationship. Did you hear my face? The government facility starts, it's like yanking off electricity and technology from my head and my face. And nobody's talented in this fucking world. That's worth knowing. From TDC. I know it's a government. They'll start forcing my throat down. And say, who are you going to call now? They'll start choking me. And it's like shaving technology off your neck and your head. It's like to control you. To scare you. To intimidate. Because if you don't do this, we're going to take this. I don't have to lie. Mexicans will never be talented enough. You know why? You can't force someone to like you. It's not charming to smell your cologne from across the room when somebody doesn't want to smell it. Especially these are gang members from like prison that can, you know, kidnap your kids, brainwash them. That's funny. Because, you know, naturally, I talk to black men, not brainwashing. And now I know even more so after going through this, I would never in my life talk to some people like you for the rest of my life. You're not scary. Y'all are not going to be some savior to someone or some help. They are so pathetic. Because I am nobody's girlfriend from TDCJ for them to have tried to force me into anything. I had a boyfriend, black boyfriend, 17 years. He's still my friend. Just to let you know, I've dated biracial my whole life. Mexicans are trash. They believe in these rituals. They believe in these things. No wonder they think they can try to control someone with their vagina. They're fucking gross. They're like, oh, look what I can do. Lick my vagina and I'll do this. That's not LGBT. This is how disgusting these people are from TDCJ. And it's not brainwashing for San Antonio. Y'all say y'all grow up like this. You're lying. That's why I don't date Mexicans at all. Not even worth the time. You don't teach lessons of loyalty. These are gang members thinking they deserve loyalty. Mexican gang members. That puts your life in danger. And then they think they can try to tell a sob story. Or teach a lesson. And these are correctional officers who facilitate. Just to let you know. You see a correctional officer in public? All because of Marlin and Riverside and Gatesville. Ask them if they do human trafficking or brainwashing or sexual torture or rape. They set up murder. Just to let you know, now they're putting a computer image of a correctional officer. Tell them how you use computers. Don't say you feel set up. Oh, let me guess, you're a victim too. You're a victim of the state. Not the victim, the real victim. Now you want to gaslight and manipulate. Now you want to be narcissistic after your flying monkey campaign. I've looked it all up and researched everything. No one's going to help your gutter rats. And they don't like this name. I had a roommate who was LGBT. Him and his boyfriend were my roommates in 2009. Best friends from high school. I used to go to the drag shows with him. Everything. I know what LGBT is. I have a transgender cousin. Very proud, very successful, very beautiful. And TDCJ thought they could brainwash me. Because there's some people who, I want that. I want to know them. I want to live there. I don't have family that loves me. Can I make yours? They are fucking pathetic. There they go trying to make me bite my lip as if to scare me or intimidate me to shut up. That nobody else can say that. They're just attention trash, wanting attention and money and friends and are pathetic. It is funny because now my mouth is moving like a mechanical jaw with electricity and technology on my head. One eye's closed. Trying to make me look retarded now. They try to force my hand to my chest like I'm retarded. Like a mechanical movement. Computerized. See? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? There is nothing that they can do. They try to put a computer image. Your people are pathetic. From TDCJ. They're from San Antonio. They're not so powerful. Look what we're doing. You wish. They give them Hollywood effects for a little while. They're all manipulators. You're not master manipulator. You're gang members, prostitutes. You try to set up murder. You try to force suicide with mental health lies. You try to help correctional officer. There's no listening to a lesbian because she wasn't wanted. Nobody leads you on being you're trying to use my daughter's money, my money, stealing government benefits, trying to give kids drugs. These people are not worth knowing. They all think they come out of prison with a gang member vagina. They're pathetic. It's disgusting. Hence the reason I date black men. Because, you know, they don't have to computerize the smell of their cologne from across the room to think it's charming. It's not. It's gross. No, and don't you rape y'all's kids a lot? Every Mexican girl in prison's raped. Almost. And they are trash trying to hate on someone else. It was fun for a while, right? All taking advantage, all gossiping about someone else. Do you hear that mechanical movement? I don't have to shut up ever. Nobody's going to fix me. My ex-girlfriend that I still talk to, who has a degree, bachelor's in psychology, is the only girl that gets respect, or my ex-girlfriend. Tell her how you're using her government facility, since you think you can use people, because she has a master's in psychology. I've had a beautiful girlfriend. I don't go for your gutter rat trash from TDCJ that think they can rape somebody and say they're brainwashed. They are so pathetic. They try to do these rituals or try to say they torture people. They are disgusting. Imagine a girl's who are mothers saying they torture people around kids. Torture kids too? So you like to use that electricity that you use to masturbate them? Like you try to do in Texas prison? While you're eating lunch? Because you want them to grow up? It's disgusting. And I'm not a child, I had a boyfriend. So that means no one touches me, a black boyfriend. This wouldn't be for, I would never date a Mexican in my life again. Tell San Antonio District Parole to tell the American GI Forum. You wanted a veteran to not be able to stay where there was a psychologist on site, where there was security, just temporarily to save money. Right? Government facility, you might want to watch the fuck out on how you take advantage of people. how you get revenge and try to give people laughs. TDCJ. Because you start planning it in prison. I can tell them. I don't have to lie. And Mexicans play along. The easy ones. You are easy. Because are you going to all stand up and say you rape your kids? Or you don't tell people, you just become people who drive 18-wheelers. Because you think you're first responders and you try to kill people later. I've went through it all. They're not first responders anymore. In San Antonio. Just to let you know. You hear? The mechanical movements on my jaw? This is the truth. That's so funny. You should hear the audio. And it's not paranoid schizophrenia when your face is moving and your teeth. Ugh. It's so gross. They try to make your lips water your mouth with a computer image. Form of brainwashing from TDCJ. A government facility. You're so pathetic. This is a form of retaliation too. The Hernandez family in Lubbock, Texas. You want to gossip that I committed a murder of your son, your brother? What they wanted to do is have me kidnapped and raped. And play along. Where's your victim impact statement? These kinds of people don't deserve anything in the world. Perfect reason. You hear that? In prison, they start trying to set up rape, kidnapping. They try to intimidate you with computer images like you're being picked up out of bed. I don't have to lie because they put this technology on your whole body like they make your body shake or they make you jump like somebody's picking you up out of bed. They start setting up murder, rape, kidnapping. And the dumb bitch who tried to steal my dog tags. Because what are you going to do? Play soldier? You're going to act like an imposter? Act like a fake? Act like a military veteran? It's like, I thought I'd never see you again. Yeah, I just played along. It's not a game or a setup. Whenever Bexar County doesn't like to investigate anything because they play along. I'm not lying. These people lie about everything because they work for the state. They have these certain faces. Nobody's torturing them. I would never date them. I don't give a damn. I do not care. I want the whole world to know that they're trash. See? Screaming, all right, I already know. And then I don't have anxiety. Anything for a fucking Mexican to think that they tell us. I know, I left prison with all black girls around me and I was just fine. They didn't threaten to kidnap me, rape me, force me into prostitution. Trying to force me to be, oh, you want to be a gang member with us? No, when they were hungry, I fed them. I didn't use food as a weapon like Priscilla Ramirez tried to say, you know, I have everything in my box. You know, I'm the most popular here. Wanting to be my girlfriend. Saying, you know, I get them to wash my clothes, you know, them people. You know, my clothes. You know, I have everything. And Pepsi. And gingivitis. And, you know, she said I was playing with her emotions. Because I ignored her. She's a needy, desperate, begging attention whore. It's funny. Because I don't have a girlfriend, but I don't need one to buy me with a disease. This is how disgusting. You hear the jaw, mechanical? Never again would I be with a Mexican girl. They're not powerful.
There's no blessings you have that I want. They're so disgusting that they do all this. Then they think they're blessed from God. They think they're blessed from God. They wear rosaries. They try to pray. They think I can pray someone into my life. They wanted to set up kidnapping, rape, and murder. Because they want so much revenge. What do you want revenge for, trash?
You want revenge because you want to be able to use someone's government benefit if it's their kids and you steal them. You petty trash dump. You wanted to steal someone's dog tag. You don't bless dog tags, you fucking idiot. They're fucking trash. So while they're trying to kill me in prison, they're trying to force suicide, rape, torture, trying to force gay against your will. And I have a boyfriend that comes every weekend to see me. This faggot thought she could force someone gay. You are trash. They want to claim to be victims. They work with Bexar County Jail and Bexar County Sheriff's Department because they all lie together. These are your little popular trash jumping around, hopping around. That's funny to watch because they look stupid. And I'm not going to fix anyone. People don't realize what I see. Are you hearing my jaw? Tell how you like to make prostitutes. Now you like to make them out of kids. These people can't say, oh, it happened to me. They're lying. I'm not lying. See, they're starting to computerize the screaming. It's never going to happen. You're trash. Trying to set up a mother, a veteran, a security officer, certified paralegal. They try to do this in family court. His name is Charles Tabbitt. Do you see my daughter brainwashed? What do? You see certain face? What do? Well, I walked in family court. You didn't want to look at me. And it's not from trash. It's a government facility. Most pathetic trash in San Antonio. TDCJ and Bexar County Jail. There's no such thing as stick to your people. Tell the world how racist you are. Quit getting on documentaries and lying. Tell them how you like to rape each other, man. Or you like to rape somebody. Give me your food or I'll rape you. You like to throw hot water in black men's faces when they get there. But then you want to complain about what happens in jail, in prison. Isn't that right? You're so racist in Bexar County Jail, but when you get to prison, what happens? Look what they try to think they could do to a veteran who dates biracial. Biracial child. Dated black men my whole life who didn't take advantage of me or brainwash me. My first boyfriend with the same basketball number, 23. Didn't sleep together. He didn't try to rape me either. Or brainwash me. Because Mexicans believe in that dumbest shit. No reason you have, it's a reason you have a dumb personality. I'm not helping you. You're not my people. I'm not from San Antonio, but I want the world to know, the tourists to know, people who visit to know. So I'll put this podcast everywhere. They want to think they're powerful. They steal personality. You wish. So that means you rape your kids and you take their personality when they're young? That's funny. Because in prison, they don't have a personality. Now I know why. See, you hear my jaw? It's funny that they want to use their gang members to seem like victim. Just like their victim impact statement, the Hernandezes, claiming murder. They all lie. All of them lie. There's no stick to your people because in TDCJ, I talk to black people, white people, Asian, few Hispanic, very few. There's no what's up. You can't force my personality, my demeanor. I don't, they think they're cool kids. Cool kids come out with a suction in their throat. And I don't even want to tell you what they do. That y'all are cool kids? That's funny. Real funny. You're embarrassing to even have known. These people are disgusting. They think they're popular. You know, I go to every shower and do this to every girl. That's popular. That's funny to me. Because when they're in TDCJ, they think that they can just do anything and everything and nobody will ever know. It's funny to me. You don't teach lessons on being faithful. Not even for gang members who aren't worth loyalty or respect. Tell all your all the people you kill, you rob, you murder, you kidnap. Stay faithful. Nobody wants to be a part of y'all's fucking gang relations or Mexican, that part of the race. Nobody. I have conservative Hispanic friend that would arrest anyone the second they come near me and protect me the second anyone comes near me. Conservative. Oh, you say stick to your people in prison? I don't hang around Mexicans or gang members. Like, they're not worth being around. It's funny how y'all gossip about people so much, but do you not understand gangs are fucking retarded? So you look stupid? See what happened? Can you hear what's happening to my jaw and my teeth? They start putting audio. Do you think you can brainwash government facility? Only me. I'm not giving y'all a story. You're fucking pathetic. You like to put like a tube, it looks like plastic, electricity, you know, technology on my throat. Forcing audio. Isn't that right? My jaw to move. My teeth. My face. Like, you don't get tired of trying to take advantage, but you know, you're manipulators. I never held accountable. You know, they're little plastic dolls that they help commit crime. Organized crime from a government facility. But you try to do that to a veteran who rehabilitated, who went to therapy, who had a boyfriend, who finished college with one eye because they start doing behavior modification. So when I'm looking at my books, it's going in and out like a... Nope. It's going in and out like a computer. Like, I can't see the words. It's like a hallucination, but it's not hallucination. It's behavior modification. You're trying to make me go blind so I don't finish college from a government facility. I'm nobody's jailhouse attorney. I'm nobody's Mexican paralegal who needs to know Spanish. So Mexico called me. Guadalajara. Don't ever fucking call me again. Saying, do you know Spanish yet? And I hang up. Just like the doctor I talked to who was in the military. She said when people from Mexico call her, she don't answer. She just hangs up. Don't call us. Why don't you go make your own doctors that don't rape and traffic? Or go make your own paralegals. Go. I don't need to know Spanish. It's America. Get immigration yet? Guadalajara, Mexico. Trying to call over here to kill people, rape people, murder people, kidnap people. Trying to intimidate. And I'm sitting here recording and they're pulling electricity out of my face. Moving my cheeks. They try to ruin my whole face. Who does those things? Do you hear what happens to my teeth? Do you see that? Your stupid manipulators aren't going to be able to lie to get attention this time. Sorry. Not sorry. Someone will let everybody know because district parole or regional parole. You went on the unit. See, as soon as they put a computer image, there goes my breath. You like to kill people? Facilitating suicide? You went on the unit when behavior modification was starting. So, Texas, why'd you set this up? That's interesting. Just to let y'all know, Mexicans don't deserve parole. They think they teach lessons. Even when they get out of prison and they're pathetic. So whenever they get sentences, they don't get enough time unless it's life. Then they think they're religious. Then they think they go to every church. They think they're family. Criminal psychology states it's individualized treatment plans. Nobody's your sister, your family, your Rasa. Nobody's your gang member. You don't teach the lesson. You wish you could say you did any of this. You don't help each other out. You don't try to buy somebody with commissary just to go gossip using religion again. So you don't even deserve parole in 25 years. I've seen a white girl get parole. She looks, you know, different. But these gang members, none of them deserve parole. Because the lesson that's taught is, look, the Hernandezes didn't get taught a lesson and wanted to retaliate because they said, I committed a murder. Wanted to gossip. And it was failed to yield the right of way. He was drunk walking in the road, pepper sprayed. There's no government conspiracy for you. What's the conspiracy that the pepper sprayed debilitated you so much you couldn't walk and see? Yeah, that's what happens when you get pepper sprayed. Oh, but your family, where were they? In the bar, drinking. They let you walk. So you didn't care. Why do you care now whenever you want attention and money? You care to tell a murder story, but you don't care to say, oh, we let them walk. That's funny. Because I was looking at my blind spot, and then all of a sudden there's somebody in the road. Just looking straight. And then they barely clipped the end of my car. That's funny. How you want to claim that's murder? And put my life in danger. With your words. Victim impact statement laws. Sorry, it's going to be all over the internet. Showing how stupid you are. Audio around my head like speakers. Saying they don't do this very often. Pulling my teeth, my mouth, my face. Just like the black girls in TDCJ. You think you can do this to someone? But you sleep with inmates. You have government prostitution. Human trafficking. You don't teach lessons either for anyone. For somebody I didn't even know or want. That's how pathetic you are. I didn't even know you or want you. They try to seem like they're such powerful people. They're fucking stupid fucking people. They look stupid. They act stupid. They have no personality. They act like they have scary eyes. Nope. Y'all are funny, TDCJ, to try to act like you're going to give somebody a reputation. Government modification. Nobody teaches lesson. That's why they've been reported. Bexar County Jail, tell how you facilitate murder, suicide. Tell it. You know, people who hang themselves, veterans. Don't you kill veterans in jails all over the world? Don't you? Veterans. Because you're so institutionalized. But aren't some of you veterans? Oh, not in Bexar County, though. Don't say you don't do this very often. Blech. You are pathetic fools. You want to ruin a veteran's life because it was premeditated in TDCJ. Asking me, do you want a drink? I don't have anxiety. Try to tell it from lies from a manipulating prostitute. Y'all are so pathetic that all of you go back to swamp vagina. That's what you look like to me now. Because that's the words that you listen to is these prostitutes. Everybody, they're CIA prostitutes who think they see the future in Texas. That's funny. Swamps. Swamps. All of them. Where does the computer images come from? You masturbate? Wow. Aren't you just the smartest person in the world? And then they try to make you want to have sex with them. Because they think they write healing spells. But they're in prison and their kids are taken away. Like, you really healed them. No rational decision making. No logic used. Like I did. Because I knew what I was about to do. Is to go turn myself in. And I'm a veteran. And I was in the army when I got in a car accident. And these people are trash. Wanting attention and money, trying to sue me with multiple attorneys after the court case. You can't get another attorney and still get attention and money. It don't work that way. Hernandez's. And they never shut up trying to say somebody murdered him. So you're pathetic. You don't put this TV screen or this computer on someone's head. Claiming they were so flirtatious. I didn't flirt with any officers. And I only talked to or paid attention to one girl for a little while. But it wasn't to have sex. Sorry. And she's Puerto Rican. Green eyes. So, yeah, we hung out. I was helping her with everything. So another thing is I wish you would tell the whole world that a bunch of institutionalized trash teach lessons. That you're going to come out of prison to teach lessons? That you're going to teach lessons in prison? Or because you couldn't in prison? You're going to hate black people so much and teach lessons? Like a black soldier told me, when I walk in and I just got to San Antonio, you know, as a tourist from another state, he said they were just staring at him with these big old eyes. That's funny. What are you staring at? You racist trash. You didn't take his personality. You can't. You know, our natural personality. This is what they do. The things that they believe in. The trash that they study. It's gross. I wouldn't want to be you. Ever. Even though, you know, Lisa Huerta looked mad because I didn't want to play with her. Staring at me with these big old eyes. Don't say you fix people or you take something off now. Because I don't need it. I didn't need it. I shouldn't have to because I date biracial. Just to let you know, you government facility full of fools behind a computer. You know, psyops. You know, my buddies are psyops. They haven't made it to where you're at. I guess you have to be, you know, either prior enlisted and miserable. Or just a pathetic fool who likes to kill, rape, and murder people all day. Or you're still in the army. Or the military. And you shouldn't have focused on me because I wasn't doing anything in prison. I didn't have sex with anyone. I danced maybe one time, but like a music video, not like, you know, a whore, because, you know, I've been in therapy, so I detach and separate myself because that's what you do. And it's not for a trash dump. I had a boyfriend. There is no lessons you teach because I've seen that you go through my whole life like a movie using these lenses and technology. So, you know, my whole life I've known military, right? I even told Dateline, watch who you call names. Because I know certain people of certain lifestyles. You know, like I've seen newscasters, judges, attorneys, military, Navy, Air Force, high rank officials. And in San Antonio, they're trying to use this technology on my head. And in Texas. Because there are gutter rat trash who are jealous. Or envious. And they wanted to see a veteran suffer for God. And then they would believe in God. That's interesting. It's funny. Because you all think you're going to have a laugh and a joke. Like, you know, that's not what we meant. It's not what we did. We're just playing game. You wish y'all were talented whores. Government facility where you give Hollywood equipment, technology. None of them are Hollywood. Never will be. So I'm laying down and my ears moving, my cheek, my mouth, my face. And you wanted to laugh it off and cover it up now. It's not going to happen. You're going to be worthless to me for the rest of my life and I'm going to post it all over the internet. Police brutality is next. You wanted someone kidnapped, raped, murdered. Bexar County Sheriff's Department played along. I see the sheriff online trying to hand out toys or say happy Veterans Day. Tell the veterans all over the world you wanted to have someone killed or act like you don't know what's going on or prostituted, forced. So I lay in bed and I saw the audio in my ear, shrinking my cheeks. Trying to torture. But do you want to play it off? Like, oh, we're all just kidding. She has anxiety, mentally ill. You fucking wish. There goes a disgusting image. They want to say they teach lessons. Bunch of criminals. Nobody plays with your emotions. Don't you know you're in prison because you have none? Don't you know? And the bitch's kids were taken away. Oh, you know the emotions of somebody you want to have sex with, but not your kids. That's why y'all don't deserve them. This is why. They all lie in TDCJ that I play with people's emotions and mind control. You're lying fucking sacks of shit who are claiming I came from the military with technology on my head and things in my eyes. When I had been in the military in 10 motherfucking years. You stupid fools. Bexar County lied on the stand to be able to take advantage of me in prison. The cop said I bit him. They see a computer image in their eye. I didn't bite you. Where is the medical documentation stating saliva transfer that might be a disease if I had AIDS? Come with it now. Bexar County is a sack of shit. Liars, manipulators on the stand for court, which ruined my chance of rehabilitation just so you could do this to me. There you go. White face? Why? What's your face look like now? Because I can look up the transcripts and name and look you up. And go take a picture of your face and post it on the internet. A different form of police brutality on a veteran. All this caused because you fucking lied on the stand. Because how do I tell him I want rehabilitation when you're saying I bit him? I bit you, I'm out of control. You have proof I was actually sick. I'm almost throwing up. How did I bite you? Oh, did you see the computer image of me biting my ex-boyfriend? Because now I know you get little images that give you motivation to kill, set up, play along. And in San Antonio, they kill people. I'm from Lubbock, but you came from San Antonio. Like the DWI. So you wanted to kill someone, facilitate in something so legendary, you're going to set up a murder. Because y'all know in advance, don't y'all? Tell the world now. Through various associations, I have reason to believe. And if you're not gang members, cops in Bexar County, why do you kill? Or do you know enough gang members? Why do you observe murder and rape and kidnapping? And you try to observe it and act like you don't know what's going on and laugh it off. Like, haha, you survived. Let's just let it go. Oh, yeah? Are you gang members? Or are you just crazy? Everybody look on YouTube. How many Bexar County officers are fired compared to how many haze? Oh, you're like the elite. Yeah. Murderers? I know you all know gang members. Drug dealers. They're your buddies. They all showed up to the bar that night. Putting my life in danger. As a security officer, because I didn't invite them, but they knew who I was. Secret Society of Cops and Criminals that work together. That's funny. Now the whole world knows. You had a lot of fun, huh? I was supposed to put up with it. I quit. I'm not a faggot's girlfriend. She doesn't know me. Because y'all wish, you know, this was about attention, money. This is what they do before they force you to suicide. Force you to be murdered, kidnapped, raped. They try to say, oh, we're going to give her this. I didn't give a fuck about the attention. I didn't feel special. And there's no, it wasn't special enough. You know, I was at work, working, where people are normal. And that's just fine. I know how to do my job. I'm smarter than you think. I'm observing FBI agent who's there every weekend. You know, studying human behavior. Not staking out the place. You know, I'm not that kind of veteran, and why would you think any of us are that way? I know a lot of security officers that are veterans, but I'm a woman. And the audacity of any kind of gossip when they don't even know me. So I'm just kind of observing. You can't mark me and say I'm anything. The government facility likes to play games. You want to wipe your mouth? Like you have a lot, like a big mustache? I wonder who has a mustache in the government. Fun, huh? Because they don't look at me. They look above me. Who's up there about 6'5"? Is Jack Reacher? Who's the Jack Reacher of the military? Because everybody plays along. And I know they're on my Facebook when they don't know me because I post a song from Beyonce, Formation. And then one of the bouncers passes by and he says, this is my formation. And he's telling me a woman security officer. He walks over to a punching bag and then, you know, this white, big white guy punches a punching bag. Talking to me. That's funny. Because, you know, I'm a woman security officer. And then, you know, he doesn't look so secure the next day. I don't play games. I don't waste my time with needless bullshit. With all this shit y'all talk, with all these games y'all play. It's not fun because, you know, it's my life, not yours. I see the fear in people's eyes. Certain girls, like there's this white girl, new at the bar. Maybe they sent you to get hired, who knows. She's looking at me, twirling her hair. And she just has these big old eyes with a little bit of tears in it. Like she looks, what? I already know they're going to try to kill me. Trust me, they've tried in prison. There's an attorney at the front of the bar. Same thing. Charles Tabbitt, what's your face look like? What does your face look like, court, family court attorney? Because when I called the cops at my... Never in your life with any audio. Is it going to happen? Trash. I went to my daughter's grandmother's house. Because, you know, they don't let her speak. They're always screaming. And they're always fighting. And they're always arguing. And she's always babysitting. And I know she's sick. So I go to see if I can talk to her again. Because I had a conversation with her when I first got back. And from the looks of it, her daughter-in-law is always cussing her the fuck out. And when I get there to call the cops, I'm standing on the sidewalk right outside. And a snow white bunny, snow bunny, since I like to use that. of a cop is standing next to me. And the other ones look scared. Like they can't look at my face. What's on my face? Government facility? You wanted to kill me. And I'm her mother. Always will be. Her stepmother is obsessed. I already heard, and you probably can't have kids. Or it's hard, isn't it? You know, my daughter's grandmother, who wrote me 4 years while I was in prison, told me everything. And then she passed away. Government modification. It's easy for y'all to play along. Y'all just had her babysit and cook. You never took her to get her hair done like I did. You never, you know, made her feel like a grandmother or mom. Since you thought you could judge or talk shit about me, and I went to therapy, and it's illegal to have done anything to me after therapy. You know that, right? Anything. Anything. Torture, threats, taking advantage, exploitation, using religion, psychology, anything. Illegal, because I'm a rape victim that went to therapy. I was in therapy a year and a half. You know, I took it serious. Very. Then they try to torture me. Government facility does. I didn't know there were games in the military. Not that I know, because I wasn't active duty. But he was a womanizer. There's no lessons to be taught about being faithful, being this, being that. People are grown. They do whatever the fuck they want. I'm grown. I won't be dating a faggot from TDCJ. I'm a Mexican gang member. Nobody's scared. Your race is already... Go away. Quit trying to make examples. You make yourself look dumb and dumber and dumbest and keeps going lower than that. Things I have done and observed in my life, whenever I'm rehabilitating, it's like a process of elimination. I do what I'm comfortable with whom I'm comfortable with. Your trash from TDCJ is something else. Because I said, what happened in TDCJ? What do you know? Nothing. What'd you say? Nothing. Take my fucking dog tags off. You fucking little trick. Prostitute looking bitch. Trying to think she can want to have sex with someone. Trying to think she can beg me to feed her with my money I'm earning. You know, my job. Thinking she is some girl to want to be kept. Thinking she could threaten to rape me when I have a girlfriend. Thinking she could lie about being used or taken advantage of when they're all from prison who use and take advantage of others. And they're not really your friends, black girls. They are just hustling. You know, they're hungry. They have to be friends with everybody. These are the pathetic fools that, look, I'm just nice. I love everyone. I'm humble. Feed me. And that wasn't the case for me. At all. There's no opposites anything. This is the type of technology they're putting on me. They go with audio. They want somebody to look paranoid, mentally ill. They want to mock other people, you know, from the news. Because FBI, I called them. I wrote them. Identity theft in Georgia, California, and New York. Social security number used in New York hospital. Social media all over the internet. MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, you know, before I got out of prison. What y'all's dumbasses think y'all are gonna do? Now sexual exploitation. There goes a hologram. Now sexual exploitation all over the internet. Using my family's name, my cousins, my daughter. You know, victims. So not only did you try to take advantage of me, after therapy, you're trying to use my name, my family's name, people who rehabilitated, people who I've already helped, people who I've already studied hard to help. Only my family. See, there's not. Your audio is not gonna work, you fucking dumb fuck trash. You dumb fuck prison. You dumb fuck facility. This is how pathetic you are. The whole world will know. Because I'm going to post this everywhere. As soon as I see your trash trying to get comfortable with me. Thinking she was going to try to spread rumors, sexual rumors that are gross. Because she's gross. I'm not fixing her. I don't want anything to do with her. She thought she could request money that's for me and my daughter. You know, I got to do my own paperwork. I pay for my own paralegal, draft all my own documents, everything. Myself. Do my own research. Go to the library, print my own papers. Thousands of them. Research. I did background checks, pay for everything. Myself. Because that's why I got my paralegal certification. To be able to do everything. And she thought she could get comfortable. And I wanted to kick her in the face. But instead, get away from me. Protection. I don't have anything for you, TDC. Your institution is the dumbest fucking prison in the world. Every targeted individuals are riding me everywhere. There's a man who can't, when he's driving and he looks at the sign, he said he sees like, looks like a television.
What you do in Texas, see, when you lose your butt cheeks, because you are the fucking dumbest people in the world with the sorriest game. When over there is real life shit going on, it seems like in Kentucky or Connecticut or wherever these prisons are. You know, you're losing your butt cheeks. You're making plastic vaginas. You're forcing human trafficking. Government prostitution. You're pathetic. Over there, they're sitting back, not even involving themselves and what's going on. But since you thought you could involve yourself in my life, you know, what do you lose? Your butt cheeks, your vagina, everything revolves around sex. Aren't you just the sadist who gets sex by the government? I get so much sex from the government, I hate everybody. How? Controlled by sex. And I'm a rape victim you took advantage of. You thought you can program sexually. Technology, my whole body. When you probe my vagina with your hand, correctional officer, I was supposed to feel something that's going to calm me down. Why did I need to be calm? I had a boyfriend every weekend. I'm tired. I'm up all night studying day and night. College work, books. You know what rehabilitation is? Look what they're doing. Do you hear my teeth? Your brainwashing never stops. You're going to stop. You're going to get the fuck off me. The fuck off my daughter. The fuck off this court case. The fuck off my custody. The fuck off my job. The fuck off my car. The fuck off my bank. The fuck off my Facebook. My emails. The fuck off my face. Moving my teeth, my mouth, everything, trying to kill. Because you never fucking stop.
That, just to let you know, Bexar County police officers, you like to, or sheriff's department, you like to commit murder or suicide? You play along with the government facility? Technology on your head? Computer images in the eyes that torture 24/7 to a veteran? Now I've seen the technology on another veteran. You go after veterans and you help your criminals. So you want to kill them, put them in jail. Like me, and I'm recording everything on YouTube. So I'm going to record my face and my head. Nobody gives a fuck what the fuck your Mexicans do from prison. Correction officers and Bexar County gets exposed. They try to kill you.
I ain't doing no verse. Quit asking.
And just to let everyone know, I wrote National Security Agency. Turned in multiple security agencies. There they go, making me bite my lip. To get me, try to get me to shut up. And I turned them in. And they put technology on my head like a computer to try to control, to kill me while I'm driving. And I'm recording this podcast and everything on YouTube. Tell the world, Texas cops, how you wanted to kill a rape victim. Because you're sadist. I have proof now.
Do you hear my teeth? Do you hear my teeth? It sounds like a computer crushing my head. Crushing it more and more and more, trying to get me to shut up. You wanted to kill a rape victim that's a security officer and a veteran.